Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Vav, picking up on Heima Beis Bada Bava, a page 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom, the Meimro. Okay, we left off with a fascinating idea, and it seems like a Yarshim, they're going to get a personal kapara from their relative's karban. And that was a discussion about that, but that would assume that the Yarshim acquired that carbon in the first place. Now the Gemara wants to know, Lemeimer Dekanyalu? You mean to say that they're going to go and Kona? Rashi says, Le Yarshim Behemas Carbon Avian Dekapar Dekapar Dekaparachta Dekapar Elayu. You want to say that they received in the first place that, that we want to say that maybe it's going to atone for them. In fact, the Gemara, V'amrav Yochanan, Hiniach Mincha L'shtei Banav U'meis. Let's say someone left over a Mincha. He left a Mincha carbon for his two sons, and then he died. Kreva Ve'ein Bo Shutvus. It's brought, and there's no issue of something called Shutvus. Right? Because we know that, Rashi points out, the Armin of the HaMenachos V'Anesachim, Besachas Menachos, Hakol Bod B'Shutvis Lo Chilek HaKosuv Ela Mincha Shenemer Bo Nefesh. That is that any carbon can be brought by Shutvin except for a carbon Mincha. And over here what he's saying is that if he leaves over the Mincha, it's not called a problem of Shutvis. And if you want to say that they're Koneit, right, these Yarshim are actually Koneit, the Nefesh HaMrachmano, it's going to be a Nefesh when it comes to Mincha, and you can't have Shutvim. Rashi says, Nefesh ki sakriv karban mincha. So how does that work? It must be that Yarshim are not koneh their dead relative stuff. Velo kanyalu says, well, don't really want to say it's not. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan hiniach behima l'shnei banav u'meis. So let's say someone leaves over a behima to his sons and then he dies. Kreva v'ein memirin ba. Talking about an animal that's already muktash, then the din is that it's brought as a carbon, but they can't get, can't cause tamura with it. Meaning if you try to be, put it, this kedusha to something else, it won't work. If you want to say that they were koneit, haina de'ein mimirin ba, this is why they're not able to do tamura. The hayvelu be the shutfin, because it belongs to shutfin. You can't do it with shutfin. Beep, turn the page. Vavamadav. V'shutfin lo matzul mimirin. And shutfin aren't able to do tamura. As she says, top right corner, the Tanya, Kol Mimirin Chutz Min HaShutfin, Fishikola Parsha Kula Nemra Beloshin Yachid, Kamo Lilo Yachlifenu Velo Yamir Oso Vim Hamir Yamir Echad Mimar Velo Shnayim Mimirin. So it can only be, Shutfin, it must be that what? Ela Iyamet Lo Kanyalu, you're saying they weren't Konet, Amure Nami Limir, they should also able to go out and do Tamura if they, I'm sorry, if it's not Kona, then they should be able to do Tamura. The fact is, it seems like it is Kona. So it's going to know. Shiny Hacha. Really, it is. It is acquired by the Arshim. And yet, Shiny Hacha, like he's a different Tamakra im Hamir Yamir. If substitute, he will substitute. Le Rabbo says the Arshim is coming to include one, the Arshim in the laws of Tamura, Echad Meimir, Vein Shtayim Mimirin. And since this pasuk is written in Lashon Yachid, we learn out that one's able to do Tamura, but two, Yerushim, are not able to do Tamura. But again, at this stage, it sounds like you are Kone, your dead relative's Kachim. However, Maskif Lo Rav Yaakov Minarpikod Elameyata. If this is really true, Gabi Meiser, the one about by Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, we know, is you have to take off Trumos and Meisos, and the first year, second year, fourth year, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycles, you take off what's known as Meiser Sheni. You take him to Eden Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. Gabi Meiser, the Chsev. Vim Gaol Yigael. If you redeem, will, if redeem, he will redeem. As you redeem the stuff onto a coin and bring it up to Yerushalayim, they're going to buy this other stuff there. Larabbas says Yarish is including a Yarish in the din of being able to redeem Meiser Sheni. Hachanami, here also, Echad Goel, Hachanami Echad Goel, Vein Shtayim Golem, is it also the same din that one Yorish is able to redeem the Meiser Sheni of his father, but two are not able to do such a thing, right? If the Lashon Yachid form of Tamura, that Pasuk is teaching that two Yorishim is able to do Tamura, then the Lashon Yachid of Meiser Sheni, Pasuk is also teach that two Yorishim aren't able to go ahead and redeem Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara, no, Shiny Maaser. Maaser Sheni is different. Degabe Avuho Nami Ise B'Shutfas, because even in their father's case, the idea of Shutfin would work. Says Rashi, Ise B'Shutfas, the lo Ashkhan de Mimat. Shutfin mi pidyon meiser sheni utmur hainu taima mishum to call a parsha nemar v'loshecha zolosh nyochid. Right, so but he didn't take out a shutfin mi pidyon meiser sheni. So let's go. Okay, now that we answer Yaakov's kasha, the Gemara is now going to try to figure out about a yorish. Can he affect tamura with what he gets? Amalei Ravasi, Ile Ravashi, Umina. From that, Yamad Bishlam Akanya Lahu. From that thing that we're learning out, we should learn that Yarshim do are Kone Kachim. Because Yamad Bishlam Akanya Lahu, if you want to say it does, then Hainu Dechad Miha Meimar. That explains why one Yarish can actually do Tamura with the inherited sacrifice. In order to make something tamura, it has to be that you actually own it. El Iyamar et Lokani, if you say Zakonet and Hichi Memar, how's he able to do tamura? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamakdish Mosif Chomish. We're talking about a case here where somebody goes and somebody's Makdish an animal to fulfill the Chiyav of somebody else. If somebody's, you know, made some sort of neder or so to bring a carbon, and the friend is makdish an animal in order to be able to go and do such a thing. That's what Rashi says over here. Adam shenader carbon, v'yifrishu chaveru mishalo l'skaper bo, hanoder v'humam uba l'chalalo, and then he wants to be mechalet, ima mafrish mechalalo, mosif chavish, if you want to be mechalet, you have to add 1/5 of him, m'schaber mechalalo, the one who's getting the kapara for him, then ena mosif chavish, you don't add. The Talmud Chachamim l'chomish b'makdish. The Torah hinged the paying an extra fifth on the one who's makdish it. T'chsev, ima makdish yigal, as beso, and so redeem it, v'yosif chamishiso, v'im gol yigal, as a sada makdish oso. So now we have, v'm'r'b'yochan, makdish mosif chomish, and the recipient of the kapara is the one who's able to go ahead and to make this into a tamura. Vatorim mishalo al shel chaveru, in a case where somebody separates truma from his stuff for his friend's stuff, tovas hana shalo, the benefit of hana, of gratitude, is his. What's that talking about? What's this tovas hana shel chaveru? So Rashi points out that we have a Gemara that we learn out from Psukim that the person who separates Teruma, he's the option to give it to whichever coin he wants to give it to. And that can come out to like a gain from the coin. For example, if a fellow Yisrael has a grandson and a grandson is a coin, the person with the Teruma can take a small payment from that Yisrael to give Teruma to the grandson. The right to choose the coin, this is known as Tovas Hana, and Rav Yochanan is teaching that in the case of a person who separates Teruma to Matir, another person's produce, this right belongs to the separator, not to the one whose produce was thereby permitted. What comes out from this, though, is we see that only the person designated to get the kapara from the carbon can affect the Tamura, and therefore if a single Yoresh can affect Tamura with the carbon that he inherited, this is showing that he acquires the kapara of this carbon, which is a pretty amazing idea. And for the Gemara, mikiva lo mechapra, a inherited sacrifice doesn't affect a regular kapara for the yorish. It's not a regular type of thing that's happening over here. Mikufia mechapra, but it does affect a secondary, like a side type of kapar for him. Therefore, he has enough standing to affect the tamura with it. Therefore, there's enough in it that he's able to go ahead and do a tamura. It's considered enough of an ownership of it. Yibaylo, frak the Gemara, kifru alma shebohu, olo kifru. Do they affect atonement, a kapara, for the avedas for which they originally came, or do they not affect atonement for such a thing? Such a thing. Such a thing. Such a thing. If you have in mind the wrong carbon or the wrong bailim, is kippur mashabo or lo kippur. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshi Shabere, the Rav Yidi, Mistabar, the lo kippur, makes it sense that they're not going to be mechaper. These salka daitach kippur, because if you want to think that they're going to be mechaper, then Sheni Lama Huba, why is a second carbon going to be brought? If the owner already got a kapara for his aveda from the first carbon, even though it was on Shalal Shema, so why does the Torah say you got to bring another one? Doesn't make any sense. So it must be that it is not mechaper. Ve'elamai says, go, hold on one second. What do you want to say? Lo kippur, sa mechaper, lo mukarev. Then why is the first one even brought after it was it had the wrong intentions in the first place? It's not doing anything, so why would it be brought in the first place? Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Shisha, Berei, Dravidi, Yochi, Kashelei. This is what Rav Shisha, the son of Ravidi, was actually asking. This is what Rav Shisha found more bothersome about the second carbon being brought without a kapara for anything than the first carbon being completed without getting anything. And that is, Iyamar Bishlam Lo Kippur, if you want to say that the first ones do not mechaper. Okay, then it makes sense. The Bishlam Lo Kippur, why both of them are being brought. Shalo Lishmo, Mikoach Lishmo Kasi, because we can then say that the carbon that was shechted not for its sake is completed because it comes on the koach of one that was brought, that was muktash for its sake, right? Even though it's not giving any hana at all to its owner, it's still offered because the original, you know, consecration it was muktash for was that they something that would be offered for its own sake and therefore would be beneficial. So once a carbon started, it's completed as long as the sacrifice has not been completely invalidated, as long as it's not possible. V'sheni lamuba, why does the second one come? L'chaper, in order to be mechaper, that the first one, to create the atonement that the first one wasn't able to accomplish. If you want to say that the first one is a mechaper, sheni lamuba, then why do we need the second one to come in the first place? Therefore, it makes some more sense to say that the one that's brought Shalom Shmo doesn't give any kapara for the Bailim. Yibailo, affecting Amara. Let's say you got yourself. Asay de la achar fashe mechaper. Does the ola mechaper for an avera of a mitzvah asay done after it was already designated, after it was already set aside? Rashi says, Astam Ola Kaish and Nizbechu Lishman. Ola Mechaper, or maybe it's not going to be Mechaper for such a thing. Mi Armini Midi Dahava Chatas. Do we say that the Ola should be treated just like the Chatas? Ma Chatas to Kodom Afrosha in? Just like a Chatas is going to be Mechaper, only for an Avedi that was done before it was Mufrash. The Lacha Afrosha Lo, but once everything Mufrash, it's not going to do anything for that day, for whatever it comes after. Afachanami to Kodom Afrosha in, Lacha Afrosha Lo. Same thing here. Odilma, Lo Dami Lechatas. You can't compare an Ola to a Chatas. The Chatas, Al Kol Chit Vechit, the Boya Isuye. Chatas. One needs to bring it at one chatas for each and every avera. When it comes to an ola, given the ikakama say gabi mechaper, since even if there are a few of isurim of not doing a mitzvah say properly, that still have to be done. One ola can be mechaper for all of them. So say the laachar frosh and mechaper. Then therefore, even after the fact, can be mechaper. That's the question. Toshma, let's try to figure an answer. V'samach v'nirtza. Now this pasuk is talking about the he'll lean his hand on the head of the Ola, and acceptance shall be gained for him to be mechaper for him. Leaning, where we know smicha, is somebody the owner of certain karbanos before the shechtin. The person puts his hands on the head, and he pushes down, and he says a certain vidoy for what it is that he's bringing. V'chi smicha mechaperis, is smicha mechaper? Is that itself going ahead and atoning? The pasuk seems to be saying that the person is going to get atonement when he leans on the live animal before the avodas are even done. V'alo in kapara lo b'dam, elu v'dam, sh'nemarat ki adam hu ha'nefesh, b'nefesh shechaper. Elamatam lomar v'samach v'nirta lechaper. What does it mean when it says he's l'shonos over here? To say he will lean and accept, and acceptance shall be gained and to atone. She'im asa l'smicha Shiyare mitzvah. It's teaching that if he treated smicha as the leftover of a mitzvah. Shiyari, like shirayim. Rashi explains the meaning. Shelo nechshva ve'ein of lo asa. He doesn't think it's chash, he didn't do it. Ma'ala lo v'kasav gil lo kipper v'kipper. The pasuk considered as if he did not get a kapara, even though he did get a kapara. My love, the kipper asay dekodem afrasha. That the carbon is going to be mechaper for the positive mitzvahs that were violated before it was designated. Lo kipper asay desmicha. But it doesn't be mechaper for the iser of the mitzvah of smicha, havalei asay del acher afrasha, because it's a mitzvah asay that was done, was violated after it was designated as an ola. I mean, the ola that's offered is mechaper in full for the violation which had been set up. But it doesn't mechaper for the failure to do smicha, because that leaving it out happened after the ola was already set aside. So he's come to chesed and that an ola does not atone for isurim committed after it's already designated. Okay, so the Gemara now answers that the case of smicha is not really relevant to what we're talking about. Amar Rava, I say the smicha comment. What do you bring me the I say of smicha? Shiny answer is different. The call comment the lo shachet ba'amud smochkai. As long as he didn't shech the animal, he's still in the area of get up and do smicha on it. Says Rashi, v'akati ku kamed lo shachte lo arela. As long as he didn't shech, he went over in it. Amos kav say, when is that the asay was violated? L'acher shchita, only after shchita. L'acher shchita, once that's the case, lo kavi bailan. We're not,
taking one step back over here. Lost the flow. Omer Rava, asay de smicha kamar. You're saying that shiny awesome. The kol kamar de lo shachet ba'amur smokkai. As long as you didn't shachet it, it's still standing there ready to be done. Emas kal havi asay. When is it that the positive commandment was violated? La'acher shchita, only after shchita. La'acher shchita lo kamei bailan. But after shchita, we're not asking, because an ola, of course, is not going to be mechaper for something that's done afterwards. Our question is only something that's done in the meantime before it's actually before the shchita that happened over here, or even maybe the designation of it. Right, that's what the question is. So it says the Gemara, so Rava's is like, okay, all right. It's not, Rava is masking that the Brisa means that the Ola doesn't affect Kapara for leaving out of Smicha. The Gemara now is going to say another pshat of the Brisa that's going to even knock out this idea. Amar Lei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda L'Rava. Emas Ema Kiper Gavra. Say that when the Brisa says that it affects atonement, it means that the Ola atones Gavra for the person for all of his mitzvahs asay, and maybe even for leaving out smicha, right? Meaning that he is atoned for to the level that he will not suffer for any of his not doing any mitzvahs asay over here. Beep, turn the page. Vavimbez, low keeper kameshmaya. And when the Brisa says that it's not going to be mechaper, it means it's not mechaper in reference to Shamayim. Rashi says, Lanachas Ruach Lakono, Lanachas Ruach to Hashem, the law of a mitzvah, because he didn't do a mitzvah minimum. Meaning, the carbon doesn't please HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the owner didn't offer it in the proper way. However, the person does get a kapara for all of his Yisurim, and there's no need for him to bring another carbon in order to protect himself from getting punished. If we explain that, then the Brisa could mean that he gets kapara even though he doesn't do smicha, even though this iser did not, this violation, this avera did not happen until after it was already shechted. Says the Gemara, Milo Tanan, right? Because didn't we learn in the Mishnah in the Goyim that in reference to a mitzora who was going to be going through the state of Tyra, you know, is neged saras. Va'anoser b'shemen min ha'shemen asher al kaf v'gomer l'chaper alav lefnei Hashem. And the leftover of the oil that's on the palm, the tugmini of the Kohen Gadol, taken, put on the head of the person being retired, in order to mechaper him before Hashem. Im nasan kiper, Bimlonas and Low Keeper, which is teaching that if the Kohen put the oil in the head of the Mitzorah, then he's Mechaper him for the Mitzorah, and he becomes Torah. Bimlonas and Low Keeper, but if not, then he doesn't become Torah. The Rebbe Kiva. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Ben Uri Omer, Shiori Mitzvahin. These are like leftover stuff from the mitzvos and not going to be ma'akev. Rashi says, "Chsev anosar hilkach havei kishfichas shiyari adam dechatas lo ma'akve." It's kind of like I'm on Daf Nun Beis. It's not ma'akev. This leftover stuff over here, beinitan bein shalonitan kippur. Whether the oil was put to the mitzvah set or wasn't, it's mechupar umal anav kilo lo kippur. We consider it to him as if he did not actually have a full on kapara. My kilo kippur. What does it mean, kilo kippur? Ilei medami ba'ilai suya carbon achvin. If you say what it means, that it's going to bring another carbon. Ha'amar bein nitan bein lo nitan kippur. You just said whether the oil was put on the set or whether it was not. He's mechupar. Ela kippur gavra. Rechaminur means that his body is mechupar. He's totally tahor. Lo kippur kamei shemaya means that zam mechupar means in front of Hashem. Ha'chanami kippur. Here also the same idea for an ola. Well, that's Micha. We're going to say that it means that he's mechupar, because for this person, even without doing smicha, but it's not going to help him klapei Shemaya, because Hashem is not happy with this carbon that's done without smicha. Rava says, no. Hasam nami kiper matan bohonos. There also, because every chaminur means that he's affected a kapar for the mitzvah in reference to the application to the thumbs, right? The thumb of the right hand and the big toe of the right foot and the right ear. Lo kiper matnos harosh. But he was not get atonement in reference to the application of the head, meaning the oil still has to be put on the mitzvah's head. So there's no raya from this Mishnah that when it says, and if it does not affect atonement, means merely that the offering is not entirely pleasing to Hashem. Okay, Toshima. We're trying again to prove that an ola is mechaper for things that is done after it's designated. Toshima is trying to bring a raya from a braiso, which talks about the kapara that is comes from the communal offerings, you know, the carbonate sibor for tumah stuff. Tumas mikdash. Why do you bring the kvasim, the lambs of Atzeres of Shavuos? You have two lambs that are brought as a for the tzibor that go along with the shtei halechem. And so we want to know, kivs Atzeres lamehim bayin. First we say kivs Atzeres shlamim ninu. These are shlamim. It has nothing to do with being mechaper for any sort of tuma. So what are you even talking about? It says ve'yichitan ha'sefer, the milsa. How do we say that al tuma mikdash v'gadasha v'alo chovas chovel alechem in bayin lahatir es ha'chodesh b'mikdash l'minachos l'bikur? No shayches. Ela se'iri atzeres l'mehin bayin. Why are the se'irim of Shavuos? Why are they brought? Al Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, on someone who was involved with Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, six way back to Shavuos, right? That, someone who's involved with Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav. Okay, Nizrak Damo Sharishon, once the blood of the first was thrown in the Mizveach, Sheni Lamakar, why did they bring the second one? And once the blood's put over there, the first one already atoned as a mechaper for any Tumah. That is the situation. So the second one, what do you need it for? Al tuma she'ara bein zelazeh, for the tuma that happened between this one and that one. And we assume that what that means is to the time between the offering of the two goats and Shavuos. Emor me'ata is to say because of that, ruin ha'Yisrael la'hakriv karban oseim b'chol is b'chol sha'ah. B'chol eis u'b'chol sha'ah elo shechisei chakasuf. It would have been fitting for Bnei Yisrael to bring karbanos at every time and every moment, except that the pasuk held back on their veris that they shouldn't have to keep buying over and over and over again. Meaning every moment there's a possibility that someone, you know, the Sibor is doing some sort of tumah situation, and the Torah should therefore have necessitated constantly offering, you know, all these things to bring karbanos, just like as it does in Shavuos, when two he-goats are slaughtered on the same day
to atone for a possible violation of Tumas Din that occurred in the little bit of time between the offering of one and the other. The Torah is not didn't demand such constant atonement, only because Hashem in His mercy wants to spare the expenses of bringing so many different karbanos. Frek the Gemara, in this case, the asay the lachar frasha v'kamechapra. Right over here, we have that the second he goat is brought for a asay, and that's after it was already mufras for tumas mikdash for kedushah that happened on Shavuos after the first one v'kamechapra, and still it is able to be mechaper. So we see that a carbon can atone even for things that are done after it's already designated and already set aside. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? If they're mufresh at the same time, that there would be nothing left of the second one to be atoning for, and therefore there's no reason to actually bring it, then, okay, that I could hear. Because a carbon can only be mechaper for averes that are done before it was designated, and since both of them are designated at the same time, they could both only atone for the same averes. That's once one was offered, the other would have no purpose. But how come I skin? What are we talking about? That for shinu bezeh or zeh? We're talking about a case in which they designate them one after the other. The second one is then brought to be mechaper for the isurim that were done between the designation of the first one and that of the second one on the day before Shavuos. Therefore, there's no raya from this brisa that a carbon is going to be mechaper for isurim that are done after it's already been designated. V'leik, now fuck the Gemara, v'leik u'v'leimu le likra d'chiksiva, likra d'chiksiva, but we, likra d'chiksiva, v'zech, v'leik u'v'leimu le likra d'chiksiva, v'zech, v'zech, so what are we going to, we're interpreting and saying that the pasuk when it was written is only in reference to a case where the two of them happened to be designated, one after the other. You want to say that the second he-goat is brought only, the second goat is brought only when these two goats are designated at different times, but when they were designated at the same time, then the second one is not brought at all? Since the Torah necessitates two goats to be brought every year, it is apparent that they both are brought even if they were designated at the same time. Rav Papa, Karbona Sibur Kamert, are you bringing a raya over here from Sibur, from communal stuff? Shani Kamas Sibur, the Lev Bezin Kamas de Aleim, because when they're Muktash, Lev Bezin, that is the heart of Bezin, is Master, stipulates about them and their Kedusha, it's all Tanai. And therefore, the designation of the second goat doesn't take effect until shortly before they actually bring it on Shavuos. Because Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Karbon Sibur, Sakin Moshachtan Lamashain. The din is that the slaughter with the knife directs them to be wherever they should be. The shechita of the knife is directing it to be whatever it's supposed to be, right? What does that mean? The knife is directing the carbon to whatever the proper designation is, even if the person shechting them doesn't know what the correct identity is. This is a fascinating concept because, let's say, the talmid that we bring every day. Well, the Beis HaMikdash saw is like every yid, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, had to give a machzor shekel every year in order to go ahead and to buy some of the things are, you know, for the tzibar, for the community. And one of them was this idea of the Talmud. Now, these machzor shekel were brought to the Beis HaMikdash during the month of Adar and put in a special place over there. And on first day of Nisan, they would come and fill, the officers of the Beis HaMikdash would fill three barrels with coins from that area. And from the day on, from that day on, right, until... So from that day on, any money left over from the previous year's stuff was used to purchase extra karbanos that were offered as a what's known as ketz mizbeach, voluntary olos, whenever the mizbeach would be open. Now, let's say too many animals have been designated as tumen offerings, and the first day of Nisan arrived without those animals having been offered, Shmuel's paskins that they can be shechted to be used as a olas nedava, voluntary. And this is because at the time that they were bought as tumen offerings, the court said that their designation as tumen offerings would be only happen only if they were actually needed like that. Otherwise, they would be considered like voluntary. So therefore it says, Sakin Mushchatan Lama Shehin. Okay, as we know, we're not done over here, but we are going to stop over here. Until next time, friends, I'd like to wish all y'all a great, great day.